The Guardian.
Voters in Glenrothes are regarded as being representative of many, many voters in the New Times of Scotland. Unlike their parents or even their brothers and sisters, the people that live in the New Towns have tend to have left their old communities and have brought with them a different kind of aspiration. So people in Glenrothes are seen widely, generally, as being voters who are upperly mobile, are much more interested in their own personal material development rather than being too tied down by family loyalties, you know, to particular parties or to particular communities.
This is a marked change, isn't it, from, let's say, the 1930s to maybe the 1950s. There was a communist MP in Glenrothes. There have been strong anti-monarchist traditions there.
That's correct. Fife has a tradition of being fiercely independent in its politics, and the very powerful trade union and communist movements in the coal mining industries, the shipyard at Rosyth in particular, and also the other heavy industries around the Firth of Forth area and the southwestern part of Fife, certainly led into that, but also in the agricultural sector, which used to be very prominent in Fife. The difference is, of course, is coal mining is now no longer anything like as powerful as it was. Rosyth is now a much, much smaller privatised dockyard. It once employed 30,000, probably employs less than 3 now. The other issue, of course, is that once with that change have come different kinds of industries. I mean, Glenrothes has quite a high proportion of high-tech defence-related industries. It also has people that, you know, companies that produce set-top boxes for Sky and so on. Some might imagine that defence workers would be leery about voting for a party such as the SNP, which has got quite a strong anti-Trident, anti-Iraq war political platform. But instead, at the moment at least, Glenrothes seems to be quite pro-SNP. But whether the constituency that John McDougall has left behind will mirror the voting patterns from last May in the Scottish elections remains to be seen. There are parts of the Glenrothes constituency which are still fiercely Labour. We're talking places like Buckhaven, possibly the Weems villages, Cardenden, these kind of villages where the SNP do expect to have quite a fight on their hands.
Well, they seem to think they're favourites, don't they? They came second in 2005. They need a just over 14% swing to win, which these days is not impossible, is it?
Well, after Glasgow East, what isn't possible? The fact of the matter is that when they have a 22% swing in Glasgow East and the constituency, which, at least in very simple terms, has also had a very, very strong and proud Labour history, surely they would imagine themselves as being favourites for Glenrothes. The difference is, of course, is that every by-election does really have to be taken on its own merits, and the difficulty for Labour will be trying to find a local candidate that has the same local recognition and support and roots as McDougall had. Now, there will be a lot of people that will be vying for this seat, and there are some people that will have quite strong claims on it, such as Alex Rowley, who is a very close ally of Gordon Brown, former Labour General Secretary, and now leader of the Labour Group in Fife. There's somebody called Christine May, who was the former sitting MSP. But then Christine May was unseated by Tricia Marwick of the SNP last May. So it's going to be a very close-fought campaign, there's no doubt about that.
If Gordon Brown does lose and the SNP do take the Glenrothes seat, can he recover, do you think?
I think it'd be extremely unlikely. I mean, for so many people, the sight of Gordon Brown being the only Labour MP left in Fife, an area which currently has 4 MPs, used to be 3 Labour, 1 Liberal Democrat in Sir Ming Campbell, now reduced simply to Gordon Brown, having probably a Lib Dem on one side of him and an SNP MP on the other side of him, it's going to look dreadful. If he can't maintain political support in Fife, where can he maintain political support? And I think if they lost Glenrothes after losing Glasgow East, people will really, really be demanding somebody else takes over in the party leadership.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.